Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you have an HOA, call us 916-909-1065. You can text us as well. Tell us whether or not you hate them or you love them. Actress Mila Kunis not only recently was talking about the HOA in an interview she was doing, but she admitted she's the president of her HOA and she hates it. And here's why.
As a head of the Homeowners Association, I want to thank all other homeowners, members of the Homeowners Association and the presidents for all their hard work, because no one ever says thank you. All people do is complain. All I get is complaints all day long. No one ever goes, you know what? Thank you so much for anything ever. Sometimes I text my friends.
This must be a hell of a homeowners association, because you're hot. You're very angry about it. Are they complaining that much?
Because recently I had to text my friend who lives in the neighborhood, and I was like, you need to reply to my email to be like, thank you so much, so that I can encourage other people to acknowledge my email. No one acknowledges emails, by the way.
If you're watching and listening right now and you're part of Mila Kunis's homeowners association, thank you.
Eight household HOA. It's only eight houses.
It's only eight houses. You're complaining like that over eight houses?
I got to tell you, that sounds exactly like an HOA president to me.
Does it?
Yeah.
So I don't have an HOA. I've never had an HOA. I can understand why people have a problem with their HOA, but I'm telling you, I think I would love having an HOA.
So I don't actually know who runs our HOA. We are primarily left alone. And our neighborhood is very nice. I'm sure that that helps. I've only heard tale of people that run HOAs. They sound nightmarish, but sometimes your HOA requires you to do stuff that's absolutely wild. Like when we had our pool installed,
yeah,
D'Lo had to go up and down the street and get our neighbors to say, yes, we can get a pool.
But I got to tell you, in my neighborhood in West Roseville, I kind of wish we had one. First of all, I can't stand people parking on the street. If you can't fit your car in your garage and or your driveway and you still need to park on the street, you've got a problem and it needs to be dealt with. But I know that they've got rules about flagpoles. That would be nice to have people say, you can't have a flagpole in your backyard, which doesn't make any sense, which is the first thing people see when they pull into our neighborhood. So many text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. We'll get to the calls in a second. I have a love-hate relationship with my HOA. Ours makes sure our yards are all nice and uses gardeners. Yeah, that's nice. Also, like when the HOA has gardeners for everybody.
Well, that would be nice because some people are paying hundreds of dollars a month for it. So what do my HOA dues go towards? Something, I'm sure, but I don't know what.
But there's also some Karens waiting to complain that your Christmas decorations were up longer than a week past Christmas, even though she single-handedly caused a squirrel infestation in the neighborhood from feeding squirrels at the rocks, which is illegal. Lisa, how do you feel about your HOA?
I absolutely hate them.
Really?
Okay, so let me give you a couple of scenarios. So I have been living in an HOA in Elk Grove for about 28 years.
Oh, wow.
And this is a very little HOA, but the people on the board are like mafia.
What?
I have cobwebs on my door.
On your door? You have cobwebs on your door?
Was it like for Halloween or just like from nature?
From nature. And it was like, you got that close to my door?
Seriously.
I couldn't even see them.
Lisa hates the HOA. However, Carlos, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You love the HOA, right?
I did. Yeah, I used to live in an HOA. And then I moved into a neighborhood that doesn't have HOA. I absolutely hate it here.
So maybe Lisa's experiences, she's never, like the people who bitch about living in California often are people who've never lived anywhere else. So we just talked to a woman who hates her HOA because she's lived there for almost 30 years. Now you know what an HOA-less life looks like, and what is the difference?
Oh, so in the HOA, everything was like well kept. All the lawns were manicured and all the houses were freshly painted. You know, it's like, everything was nice. Now, in the neighborhood that doesn't have the HOA, I have a neighbor that painted their fence. So the house is beige. They painted their fence black. They painted their driveway red. And they don't take care of the lawn. And they have a bunch of, like, protesting, like, F Trump and F ICE signs. Now, I don't mind that, like, to each their own. But when you're the only house that's, like, protesting and you don't take care of your lawn and your fence is black and your driveway is red.
That is a very strange combination.
Thank you so much. Carlos, thank you so much for calling, okay?
All right, thank you.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John, comfort perfected.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.